Morning Watch. Knowing, experiencing, and enjoying Christ as revealed in Philippians, week 6, attaining to the out resurrection. 1 Corinthians 9:24-26. Do you not know that those who run on a race course all run, but one receives the prize? Run in this way that you may lay hold. And everyone who contends exercises self-control in all things. They then, that they may receive a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore run in this way, not as though without a clear aim. I box in this way, not as though beating the air. Romans 6:6. Knowing this, that our old man has been crucified with him, in order that the body of sin might be annulled, that we should no longer serve sin as slaves. Ephesians 3:8. To me, less than the least of all saints, was this grace given, to announce to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel. Philippians 2:5-8. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, existing in the form of God, did not consider being equal with God a treasure to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, becoming in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death, and that the death of a cross. Philippians 3:12. Not that I have already obtained or am already perfected, but I pursue, if even I may lay hold of that for which I also have been laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Related reading. In Philippians 3:11, Paul says, if perhaps I may attain to the out resurrection from the dead. Paul was desperate. He was like a runner in a race who is desperate to be first. Paul's concept was that of a race in the Olympic Games. By any means, he wanted to arrive at the goal of the out resurrection. We all need to have this sense of desperation infused into us. We need to be desperate to attain to the out resurrection. The goal is the fullest enjoyment and gaining of Christ, and the prize is the uttermost enjoyment of Christ in the millennial kingdom as a reward to the victorious runners of the New Testament race. In order to reach the goal for the prize, Paul was exercised to forget the things which are behind and to stretch forward to the things which are before. Even though Paul was a matured saint and a very experienced apostle, he tells us that he had not already obtained and had not yet been perfected. He did not regard himself as one who had obtained the full enjoyment of Christ or the full maturity in life. He, of course, had obtained the common salvation by the common faith, but he was still pursuing Christ in order to gain him. Furthermore, Paul was also seeking Christ in order to have an extra portion of resurrection. Like Paul, we have been regenerated, but we are not yet perfected or matured in life. At the time of our conversion, we were gained by Christ so that we may gain him. Now, as those who have not yet obtained and who have not yet been perfected, we are pursuing Christ. The first aspect of the way to pursue Christ is that we do not consider ourselves to have gained. Following this, we need to do one thing: forget the things which are behind and stretch forward to the things which are before. The goal toward which we are pursuing is the full enjoyment of Christ, and the prize is the extra enjoyment of Christ. I believe this extra portion of the enjoyment of Christ will be in the millennial kingdom. This extraordinary enjoyment of Christ corresponds to the out-resurrection in Philippians 3:11. All believers who die before the Lord comes back will be resurrected, but some will enjoy an extraordinary resurrection, an outstanding resurrection. Paul speaks of this as the out-resurrection from among the dead, a prize to those believers who are successful in running the New Testament race. Many Christians hold the concept that as long as they are resurrected when the Lord comes back, they will not have any problems. This concept is wrong. The Bible reveals that all unbelievers will be resurrected. According to John 5:28-29, there are two classes of resurrection. The first class is resurrection to life, and the second is resurrection to condemnation. All the believers who have died will be resurrected unto life, that is, unto salvation. However, the unbelievers will be resurrected after the millennium unto condemnation, unto perdition. We should not say that simply because a person will be resurrected, he will not have any problems. There will be a distinction not only between the resurrection of the believers and the unbelievers, but also a distinction among Christians at the time of resurrection. Yes, we shall all be resurrected, but many will participate in resurrection merely in a common way. They will not enjoy the out-resurrection. Others, however, will enjoy the extra portion of resurrection.